Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mightier 10. I can't believe an hour has already flown by. So much fun going on. So much great stuff to talk about. And what an awesome time to have Captain Tim in here right now with all this great fishing going on. Today's a great day.
I don't know how he does it, man. He chooses the perfect time to come in, fish or Biden. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
So cool.
Out of Fisherman's Landing. So if you're sending us a text, you want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number, and at the end of the show we're going to let Tim flip the coin, and we're going to figure out whether that prize is going to a texter or a caller. How about that?
Been a great day already this morning. Lots of fun, lots of phone calls, and Corey, you said it already. It's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. And
brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor in Los Angeles there, or Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk Lithium batteries.
Hey, well said, man. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Tim. Great show this morning.
Like, thanks, buddy.
Like always, whenever Tim's on there talking all that tuna fish, I have a hard time working on my notes here.
Exactly.
Too much fun listening in. But, so here we are, guys, creeping up on mid-June. Summer's right around the corner. And, man, we had some nice weather this week and my favorite moon phase. And definitely translated into some pretty good fishing this past week for the guys who were out and about. You know, that better weather up north at the upper islands, those guys had a chance to get back on some of that sea bass and halibut. And there's some big schools up there of fish. And when that opts to get with it, it's going to be really spectacular. They're picking away, but one of these days we're going to see some world-class fishing up there. At Nick, still got that outstanding cod fishing there at the outer island. Same thing, better weather's really helping out. Incredible fishing for that big reds in the deeper water now that that Calcod zone is opened up. But you do got to deal with the Calcods. You're gonna catch some. You got to have your descenders ready. But God, those big reds are biting up there. And in on the sand spits, some excellent halibut fishing, including some really just whopper size, almost 50 pounds here this week. Not too much on the sea bass or yellows, though, which is kind of strange, but whatever. At Santa Barbara Island, you know, kind of similar to Nick, but not the volume of halibut there. But sprinkle halibut since you see bass around. Catalina, much better conditions are really helping out our favorite island there. Delphine fishing is getting better and better. Water's warming up, cleaning up. Bass are really waking up. And so it's been pretty good bass fishing, scattered around the back especially. And sprinkle of bonita and cuda mixed in and a few yellows here and there. So it's not what it normally is, but it's definitely waking up. Both front side and back side are working. And as a bonus, there's a little bit more squid showing up around the island. For a while, there was nothing. And it's definitely getting a little bit better. At Clemente, kind of like Catalina, you know, conditions are improving. Things are looking better. And Ben from Fishdope sent me a text a little bit ago that some squid is showing up in Pyramid Cove now. It's kind of been sparse there for a while, for sure. But that's really good news. That's going to help that yellowtail and halibut and sea bass fishing in the cove, for sure. And locally, here's some great news. For the moment, Nacho's got some squid in the Long Beach Receiver. And I don't know how much he got, but just the fact that he's got some is great. And I'm sure that's going to translate into some better sea bass fishing and bass fishing along the coast there. The red tide situation that we've been really plagued with is definitely getting better. Water's still kind of off color, but not quite as horrible as it was. So the bass fishing is better. And there's been some big grade sea bass, tanker grade, around. But it was interesting. One of my customers came in yesterday afternoon, so excited, literally, he could barely talk, showing me a picture of his sea bass. And it was not one of the tankers. It was 29 inches, just over legal. But it was his first sea bass ever. And the guy, you know, that's what I love about our business, is helping guys that are new to fishing catch these kinds of fish that, you know, they just dreamed about. So he's so excited about his 29-inch sea bass. He had him all flayed out and ready to fry him up. Gave him the beer batter recipe that we use for deep frying sea bass. So he was going to try that out for tonight. But just nice to see that excitement with
some
awesome.
That
Well, it's just awesome.
Great fishing, and nice to hear that those conditions are rebounding and such good fishing up and down the beach, Mark. It's really good. What's going on at Pacific Edge?
Oh, dude, the tackle end of it is, you know, just springtime guys getting ready to go fishing and kind of hoping and praying that Tim would organize those bluefin and get them to swim up our way a little bit. You know, you guys got enough down there, sure. Some of those fish.
We're going to have our way with these things a little bit longer.
Yeah, no, man.
Mark, a great report. A great report, as always. We sure appreciate you taking so much time putting them together. And, it's a great one. If somebody wants to come find you, get the best bait tank in the entire business, and maybe show off their sea bass to you, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and we'll talk to you next week. It's looking good, guys, and it's definitely time to go fish.
I like it for sure. And hey, when you're driving down this way, Mark, to hop on a boat, just get enough gas at that Chevron next to your shop so you can fuel up that summer gasoline. How about that?
Yeah, that port. He's actually dropping the prices a little bit. He's finally getting a little more reasonable, but God, places. That's a whole other story. We'll talk to you guys next.
Appreciate you, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Now let's find out what's going on the water. We're heading down to Cedros Island. We're going to talk to Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning. Well, I'm going to kind of start off where Mark just left off, and it's looking good, guys. It is looking good. Let me just tell you that. We had a group come back yesterday, and earlier in the week they had a little bit of wind, but, you know, Cedros is that great big lee of the island, so it was no problem there. What the problem was is these guys needed to use heavier weight test. They were breaking off on 50 and 60 pound.
Wow.
And even Javier, and Ricky, you fished with Javier. He was getting frustrated. He was breaking off on 60 and went to 80. And once again, we had 7 fish over 40 pounds, 7 yellowtail over 40 pounds.
Jeez,
and
what a roll you guys have been on. Rosie, that's awesome. So fun to hear and so fun to see.
Yeah, the first 3 trips are just off the charts. Halibut up to 35, 36 pounds. White sea bass in the high 20s, low 30s. And just tons of calico bass. So, I mean, Cedros is starting off good. The weather window right now is amazing. And tomorrow, the weather is looking absolutely epic, and the whole entire group is going to be heading over to Bonitos to see what they can see over there and hope for some really big calico bass.
Oh, Rosie, I wouldn't say that it started off good. I'd say that it started off great. And I know last week you had mentioned that there was a spot here or there available to get on, even a spot on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. How's things looking coming forward?
Yep, we still got that spot open on a Let's Talk Hookup trip. So if you're single, you know, give me a call. Get in on a really great group. Steve Arney will be hosting that group. So, and I got to talk to you now. Steve is just so into, shore fishing. We had a guy that, I don't know if you guys remember where our flagpole is, you know, right outside the dining room. Well, they got back from fishing, had a little bit of dinner. He decided to go down there, and, you know, you've heard us talk about this before. Jeff's done it. Cast from the lodge down to the water, and he brings in a legal halibut.
Man, yeah. How cool is that?
Up the cliff face.
Up the cliff face. Check out our social media page. You will see him there.
That's so rad.
He was so excited that, and he brought that thing up and took a picture with it.
An amazing report, as always, Rosie. Great job. If somebody wants to grab one of those available spots, how do we do it?
Yeah, just give me a buzz. It's better just to give me a call. We can talk things through. Phone number for us here is 619-772-7570.
You're the best, Rosie. Appreciate you, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Rosie.
Bye.
Hey, let's finish up our catch report with the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is standing by. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Everything's good, Marcos.
Really good fishing we're talking about. Did it continue on over at C4?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just a little bit better every week, it sure seems. It's been good for a while, and it's just getting better. Half day, still very good fishing on there. Very, very good calico bass fishing. Yesterday morning, they had 72 calico bass in the morning, a couple barracuda, bunch of bottom fish in the mix. Day before that, 107 calico bass in the morning, and he released a lot more than that, 90 in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon. So about what we've been seeing there, just like that. Calico bass is staying pretty consistent with a nice mix of other stuff in there. And it's rolling over to twilight, too. Thursday night's twilight, 27 calico bass, 40 released, a handful of sand bass and rockfish for six guys. So that's almost limits of calico bass there, pretty close. He's on the sand bass there, they pretty much should have limits of bass. So very good there. And again, we're in June here, the weather's getting pretty nice, so it's definitely going the way we expect it here. San Diego, finally yesterday, they're starting to get that bluefin to bite. They've been seeing it for a while here. Yesterday, five bluefin, three yellowtails, so not world-shattering counts there, but it's the direction we want to go. They're starting to get that bluefin to bite. There's definitely some big fish in the mix there. Before that, they had a bluefin. Going back another week, it was mostly yellowtail. So, again, this is kind of expected here. This is what we talk about, as the season goes on here and these people keep going out. Sometimes it's going to just blow up one day to the next. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Like we say many times, don't wait until the fish are already in full swing, because then you're never going to find the trip. The San Diego trip's still up really quick. We're starting to put the Sea Watch online later in the summer to film those gaps there and run trips, those half-day trips. See, the one day and a half fishing is still very good. Nice mix of bluefin in there also. The Player Supreme, always one of the better counts there. Came back with 80 this morning. And not just 80 fish, but they had 65 of those in the 100 to 160-pound range. So some of these bluefin counts might not look impressive at first glance, but there's definitely some big fish in there. So, again, all those trips, one day, day and a half, 2 days, longer trips scattered throughout the summer. You can make your reservations online, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. If you have any questions, let us know. Get your gear set up, get on a boat, and get out there fishing.
Marcos, if this could just be the report you give for the rest of the summer, we'll take that just fine.
And it probably will be the report I'll get for most of the summer here. A little bit better than last week.
Oh, great. Well, good fishing, buddy. Great job. Appreciate you as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
Hey, and the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Process, and we've been talking about it right here, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And now with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the best, far ahead of the rest and the best, right? So more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check out fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And what a report.
That was awesome. Yeah, well, the phones are packed and so are the texts. And we're going to start off with the text says, hey, Tim, this is a great show, and hearing about all this big bluefin, I'm getting a little bit worried about my tackle. Could you go over what the appropriate rig would be to fish for these big nighttime bluefin, the fish that you were talking about that are in excess of 100 pounds? That's all from Richard in San Diego.
I'll tell you what, there's a couple things. I'm going to defer to you a bit here, Ricky, also, because I'm not the gear guy, but there are, we mentioned earlier there's been like two different areas, and when we're fishing that 40 to 60 pound bluefin on the inside, no doubt you can step your gear down a little bit. You don't need that big, you know, you don't need to be fishing with 100 or 130 pound. Mm-hmm. You know, you can step it down 80 pound Spectra with 80 pound fluorocarbon leaders because it sinks faster. You okay. get a much better presentation. The bigger fish, though, you want to step up to that 100 pound minimum. I even like 130 better, at least 100 pound Spectra. And then you don't need a big long leader. You know, mm-hmm. top shot of 130 pound, 150 pound if you want to use a leader, but 10 feet, 8 feet. Really, you want to make sure
everything's about that lure sinking.
That's exactly right. And we've really refined our gear. You know, we were a little behind the curve as far as adapting our gear to this nighttime fishing. You know, a lot of our anglers, they're still that traditional, you know, old school guy who's out there with his, you know, his Tiagra 50 or whatever the hell it is, or the Makaira.
Yeah, sure.
Like
big
that.
International like, heavy reel.
Right, exactly. Heavy reel. And that's fine, but if you have a longer leader that has mono and then, you know, maybe with a short shock leader or a short 150 or 200 pound leader for abrasion resistance, that thing floats, especially when there's wind, you know what I mean? And
just a lot of resistance.
Yeah. Exactly. That boat's drifting away from you, it's dragging, and you definitely want something that has more Spectra, shorter mono shorts, or shorter fluorocarbon, and the fluorocarbon does make a difference, by the way. It does. It doesn't when it's wide open, but when it's scratch fishing, don't ask me why. Yeah. You know what I mean? Down there 50 fathoms.
Yeah.
At night, you know, why does it make a difference?
Yeah, it can't, but yet it does.
It does,
right?
It absolutely does. You know, so that's the one thing that I would say if you're gearing up specific for those big ones, and we obviously when we're on the boat, we gear our anglers up for accordingly whatever it is we're targeting. We make sure we adjust the gear, but those bigger fish, you want to step up. You don't want to be using an 80 pound because you don't want to get tied up on one of those 150 or 200 pounders for a whole, you know, a long time. And this is a great point, a great time to make the point of those little jigging rods.
Yeah, right.
Which, again, I'm not the expert. If we had Alex on here, he could really, you know, expound upon it. But those things are unbelievable. I can't believe the amount of torque those things generate. I mean, using them myself, God, you hook a fish on it, and you grind the thing red, and holy smokes,
it's right there,
20 pounder, yeah. Right there. It hasn't even taken any line,
and the speed to get them to the boat, and pointing the rod at them, and it's just a whole new technique.
I'm telling you, man.
It is.
I mean, those things are unbelievable, and that's fished with, you know, 100 pound Spectra, right? 100 pound Spectra, 130 pound top shot, or 130 pound leader, 150. Leader.
But again, like you said, everything is geared toward, like, that whole setup is geared towards getting that lure down fast.
That's right. Straight up and down, you get way more bites. Mm-hmm. Way more bites straight up and down. You know, with a boat, even when there's, if there's significant wind, you know, 15 knots or more, even slinging that jig downwind 50 or 80 feet, you know, go to the corner, the downwind corner, and swing, or go to the bow and mm-hmm. sling it downwind 50 or 80 feet, it makes a huge difference. You get 10 times as many bites straight up and down as you do, you know,
big
upwind. Yeah,
that's a great point. We talked about a little bit last week too. Like, you got to have a rig that you can come if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna hard charge it. You got to have a rig that you can fish with all night. Like, sure, you know, on paper catching a 200 pounder, you'd love to be attached on a big Talica 50 with 200 pound line and grind that thing home. But you know, the bite doesn't always happen at 8:30 right after dinner. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen until 11 or midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And trying to you know, wind and drop a jig all night on a reel that big doesn't make sense either. You've got to have enough gear that you can handle your big one when he bites, but also enough that you can comfortably fish with and stay at the rail all night, stay engaged.
Yeah, it does. Those big rigs just wear you down. I mean, I would rather fish with, like, a Talica 20.
Right.
Which, I mean, line capacity, those things have plenty of line. And big ones, all those fish at night, they really don't take that long of runs. You know, it's I would say it's rare for them to take more than 100 yards of line. And what does a Talica 20 hold of 100 pound Spectra?
I mean, plenty, 400 yards.
So much.
Yards. Yeah,
exactly. You'd be down on the bottom at 1,000 fathoms.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that's not to say that they don't fight super hard and take plenty of line, but they don't take. It's not a yellowfin that ate a fly line bait that was 100 yards away where you need to get worried about spool. Like, you're up for a fight and he's going to bulldog you, but getting spooled is probably not where the problem is going to be. At least with appropriate size gear,
for sure. And I don't think I've If I have, I don't recall seeing a bluefin at night, a big one, take, you know, again, more than 100-150 yards. Yeah. I've never seen somebody get spooled at
night. I'm trying to visualize with that jigging gear and getting those hot fish up at night, 120-pounder like you mentioned. I can't imagine that thing, like, laid out so smoothly for...
What do they do when you try to poke a hole in them?
They don't cooperate.
I bet they don't, man.
You know, when you get them up, he's right there. Then, of course, you have, you know, multiple lines going on. That thing is just blue backing you straight up and down. It's not laying on its side. Yeah. You know, it's just jerking and shaking its head. And
gnarly.
Yeah.
What is it like to be holding a piece of Calcutta to scratch that thing?
Just hang on, man. We've had some real dandies, you know, all of us.
I can't imagine.
Matter of fact, I think Alex is on the injured reserve from one of those last trips. I mean, they'll beat you up. You know, you definitely want to get them somewhere where the gaff is going to hold.
Yeah. Be forward of the dorsal fin.
Yeah, there or in the back.
Yeah.
You know, by that second dorsal fin, that's really tough there. You know, you're going to get the ride, the long range version of the Nantucket sleigh ride, but you know, hang on.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think we actually our young James, our crew member, he's been on there for, this is his second year with us. He got yarded over the side 3 or 4 trips ago.
Hey. Oh, that's exciting.
Hot nighttime fishing, 5-8 fish going all kind. Next thing you know, he's up the side by himself and he's in the water.
Well,
they got the gaff back though.
Hey, oh, that way, James.
Yeah,
that's wild.
I couldn't imagine James if that gaff had not been recovered, right? Oh my God.
That's cool. What a wild one. Well, that's awesome. Well, a great text, Rich. We appreciate you sending it. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. Ryan Cole from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for you, Captain. During the day and the nighttime for bluefin fishing, how come the nighttime fishing bites so well compared during the daytime?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think that their feeding behavior is vastly different. You know, when they're foraging at night, not all the time, but clearly they're more aggressive and they're way more vulnerable to that style of gear, that type of gear. You know, that
heavier line and heavier gear.
Yeah, and whether it's they don't see it or it's just their feeding pattern when they're down deep at night, you know, they're foraging more aggressively, I would say, and that those jigs, they really, I guess they mimic a squid more than anything. I think that's what they're, you know, that's what they're accustomed to feeding on.
And at that depth, Tim, there's, I mean, from krill to squid to mackerel, bait, I mean, there's bait fish all in that deep scattered layer.
That's exactly right. And that scattered layer, you know, it comes up at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're targeting them exactly where they're most vulnerable. And you know, bluefin do feed in the daytime, and we certainly caught plenty of them. But I'll tell you what, there's something about, you know, it's like the dividing line is around like the 31 degree latitude or the 31-30, and this was this way all the way through the 90s, also in the early 2000s, where we caught a lot more bluefin in the daytime south of that. When you're, you know, again above Benitas, you're out in front of San Martin, just in that general vicinity, we had a lot of really good daytime fishing up in there. And when the fish would get up to where they were about even to, you know, with say Ensenada on the latitude line or above that, it would go into this weird mode
Funk.
Where they wouldn't bite anymore.
But
or
at
they
that
barely
time,
bite.
And we don't know, but at that time, it could have been a nighttime fishery.
There's no question about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure
right.
It was.
Right, right.
Yeah, but, you know, for whatever reason, they get up here, and we do. We have those times when we still get some daytime fish, but relative to the nighttime thing where, you know, 9 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 nights where there's really good opportunities at them, as opposed to, you know, one day out of 20 up here.
Yeah.
So I wish I could tell you the answer, but I'm not a bluefin, but that's my take on it.
You see this great nighttime fishing happening and relatively slow in the daytime. When the fish do make whatever shift and they do let their guard down in daytime, do you still see good nighttime? You know, like when the flip switches and, you know, 2 weeks from now you guys are crushing them all day long, do you often find that it's still just as good in the dark, or do they switch their feeding modes, and if you clobber them in the day, they're not as active in the dark?
No, we've seen them when they bite in the daytime, they bite in the dark.
Okay.
Also. Yeah,
wow.
It's not one or the other.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
And biologically, I mean, you look at their eye is pretty darn large, which would lend to feeding at night or in deep water too.
I mean, I think they're opportunists. I think they eat all the time.
Yeah, totally. They're feeding machines. That's what they're made for.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Unless you really want to catch one and you're just looking at them and seeing them, like, how on earth are you not going to eat right now? You know, like, big breeze on the surface and you throw bait and they eat every bait and you try to give one with a hook in it and they just turn away from you.
I'll tell you also, you know, again, back in the day, like we didn't see bluefin. You know, we would drive around in the morning, and you'd find schools every once in a while, but we didn't see it behave like it does now.
Well, and they were super boat shy before.
They would
right?
be, but, or they would just flash through and keep on going.
Right.
We really didn't see them set up shop. Now, a function of that may be, you know, once you start hooking fish, then it activates them, and, you know, they get fired up. But, I mean, all through the 90s, we did plenty of driving around at night. You know, what we would do generally drift, and then we'd fire up at 3 in the morning or 3, you know, go around and try to find something and stop on it. That way you'd be positioned, you know, come gray light for a hit. But we would see fish and we would stop and they really wouldn't come around underneath us. They would hang around on the sonar. Maybe they'd sweep underneath you once. But it, like, behaviorally, we did not see them do what they're doing up here and what they've been doing up here for, you know, a number of years. It's just it was a different setup down there. Was that because of the forage they were on? Because of the bathymetry? Who knows? But this is it's whatever's going on with these things and how they camp under the boat and it's unique to this zone.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Incredible.
When you see a school from the bridge, or you got, you know, one of your guys up in the bucket, and they, you know, they pick one off the gyros, and there's a visual sign. Is there something where when you're rolling up to it, when you know, like, oh man, these ones are gonna bite, or, you know, like if the fish are up splashing more, or I don't know, like, I think I'm just, what I'm trying to say is, like, visually, is there something that you see where you have a better idea, like, these ones are gonna be biters? Or do you just have to get on top of them and spread the bit of bait around and see what happens?
Ahead of time, no, not really. Mm-hmm. You, I do find it interesting how you'll hit. There'll be, you know, a couple schools around, and you'll hit it two or three times and maybe get a couple half-hearted boils, no bites, whatever. And then, you know, I roll in, somebody else rolls in behind me, hits the same school,
right. And
all of a sudden, that school just goes off, camps out under them, and they get 20 fish off of it. You know,
yeah.
What was the difference? That, you know, directionally, was did you hit them just right? Did you did the right one?
Yeah, the one picked off where everybody else, oh, okay, it is fine.
Exactly. You know, who the hell knows? But it is, you don't know until you try it.
Yeah. You've just talked about, like, on your machines before, you know, I think you'd said when they were all fluffed up and around the boat and the school looked right, when you said, oh, these ones are probably going to be biters. I think that's what I was curious is the same thing exists with eyeball fish.
For sure, once you stop. I mean, you can see by their signature on the electronics, it's like, oh, these ones, like,
they want to play.
They're ready. Yeah, they're interested. I mean, I always say in the PA, it's like being a little hungry. They they do. They act a different way. You know, you see them how they mark on the fathom meter, mm-hmm. and they spread out around you. It's like, okay, these ones are they're ready and willing.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's gotta feel
got
good.
Me all
gotta
fired up, man.
Wheel, no doubt.
Right, we're gonna be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And having Tim in studio is so cool, and all the good stories and great information. You want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can join us via the text. You can send us a text via the app, and at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, having a great time this morning. Texts are absolutely insane. We can always apologize we can't read them all. We're over 100 texts already for morning, but I had a great one come through this morning from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. Says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Fisherman's Processing is by far and away my favorite processor in San Diego. Tim, we've been hearing on the show about the upgrades that have been made to the facility. Can you talk about them in a little bit more depth? I love what you guys do. Can't wait for my next trip.
Well, the number one thing, I mean, you know, the let's just say when you walk in the front door, the lobby has been completely rearranged where it's, again, more customer-centric, very friendly, very open. Point of sale is right there at the door. There's a friendly, open, warm atmosphere that has a lot of light now. You know, it's amazing what a difference just a little bit of, like, rearrange the furniture and, you know, like just opens it up and creates a completely different environment. The new signage on the outside, I was just showing
you. Yeah, it looks really good.
We've got the big banner on both sides of the building. We've got our new logo designed by our daughter. It's now front and center on the building. But in the back, the biggest change is the second line that we added. So we had the original table, but we added a second one. So we have two full lines that are processing fish. We got another vacuum packer. There's three vacuum packers.
Crazy.
Two full lines.
That's huge. That's a lot going on.
You know, instead of one table with 8 or 10 guys on it, now we have a table with 8 or 10. We got another table with 8
That's
over there.
Huge.
So,
man,
you know, again, almost doubling the capacity. And then, you know, we've done a tremendous amount of work in the... We added a new freezer container on the outside, created a bunch more storage, opened up our freezer. We got a much better organizational scheme now in the freezer. You know,
yeah.
That's another thing that you know we implemented, and we're hard on it. And It's everybody, you got to pick your fish up within 2 weeks, otherwise we start charging cold storage, and we don't want to charge cold storage. Yeah. We don't want to charge any, but we got to get that fish out of there. We can't have
but 2 weeks is plenty of time.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a long time.
Yes.
And you know, again, the reason is it's focused again on making a better experience for the customer. What some of our problems in the past were, our capacity was limited because we didn't have any room in the freezer.
Yeah, we can't put any more in.
Yeah, we
can't take any more people because we don't have room to
exactly.
put the fish.
Exactly. We were totally. we just didn't have anywhere to put the fish. We ended up renting another freezer, da da da. But now that problem is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's going to be plenty of capacity.
And if you got a customer from Phoenix or something that's going to be coming back in 3 weeks, the arrangement can be made.
Sure, or we'll just ship it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if they want to pay the cold storage, that's fine. They can do that. It's not that much. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's an incentive to keep the line moving. And
efficiency,
and
efficiency. Yeah, you said it from the beginning.
Keep that capacity available for the next customers coming in. Because, you know, there's nothing worse. The biggest nightmare I can imagine, I get off a long-range boat, and I come up to the processor and I say, we don't have room for your fish. We can't. I mean,
yeah, now what?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your 8 yellowtail and 4 bluefin. I mean, what do you do? That's the nightmare of all nightmares. So everything that we've implemented is geared towards resolving that issue, yeah. preventing it from...
It's awesome having Mary Lee involved.
Oh,
I mean,
great.
As organized as all of us dudes could be together...
Yeah.
Add Mary Lee and
we don't hold a candle to her expertise, ability. I mean, she's been in the professional world her whole life, so she's just gone in there and, you know, I said she was like the and you know, obviously it was okay. It was rolling along
it was
like
great,
a
yeah.
but there's a fresh set of eyes, a fresh perspective from a completely different walk of life comes in there and goes, wow, look at this. Look at all these opportunities to you know, bam, 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 and you know, have the ability to implement them, and you know, now we're where we're at, which is a much, much better facility, much better opportunity to provide that premium standard of service to a lot more anglers.
It was,
that was our objective.
It was great before, but that doesn't mean great can't be better.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that
you took something fantastic and you made it even better. We love it. And then that was the first thing I told Tim when he came in. Like, it was my first time going back in and you know, and enjoying the processing. And it's even better. And I've got to see it every step of the way. And I've never thought that Fisherman's Processing wasn't anything other than the highest level. But that doesn't mean you can't improve on it each time.
Yeah, and let me say another thing that's just been, a huge improvement. And, you know, everybody does things the way they do it. That's fine, the way it was before. But we answer the phone now. We answer the phone.
Yeah.
It's not solely by text. There's 3-4 of the either the girls, Marilee, whatever combination we have, man in the front, and
you got a question, you got an answer.
You got a question, you're gonna have you call us and we're gonna answer. If you have a problem with the reservation system or you just want to have it explained, call us up and we're happy to answer the question for you. There's staff there all the time that we pick up the phone.
With the reservation system, can you still designate the way you want it filleted?
Sure.
Hey, I want it in 2-pound chunks.
Sure.
Or I want it in 1/2-pound chunks.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. That's another thing I should mention. You know, on the boat, on Royal Star, some of the other Long Rangers, they used to have the order forms on the boat. We'd fill them out on the boat and you know, have the or transmit the orders to Sean, or we'd have the the fisherman's processing personnel would meet the boat. We'd hand them the form. There are no order forms. There's no more order.
It's all done online.
It's all done online. So you make your reservation. When you create your account, make your reservation, there's a notes section. And right on your phone, whether you're on the boat via Starlink or prior to your trip, you go to the notes and you just leave your notes. You know, 1-pound package, 2-pound, whatever it is.
Or I want the collars. I want to make sure I get the belly on its own.
You put that in the notes, and it's done. So when you get in, all of that information is already
rad.
It's already populated. You don't need to do anything. It's
Raymond's got it pulled up with the crew, and I'll say, here's what we're doing with these.
Yeah, the totes are already labeled when we get there.
That's so rad.
I mean, it's so much more efficient. It's so much more effective. And you can... If you don't put it in the notes section because you don't know what you're going to catch, you know, and you want to wait, fisherman's processing personnel, they're right there at the top of the dock, and they'll take your order or make sure the details are plugged in. And then, oh, there's one other thing. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you said it best, too. Like, it's not like the top of the dock personnel went away, and if you thought that you didn't need to go down the road of processing, but then all of a sudden you did catch a 150-pounder, and you realize, like, hey, man, I do want that treatment. You can still go to the top of the dock and still get it, even if you hadn't made your reservation.
Exactly.
That's all I meant to say is, like, you still have the same staff that knows how to take care of you and walk you through the process. It's still available. The reservation system just guarantees that to a guy ahead of time. I know when I go on my next trip with you, my next 8-day trip, I already know that I want Fisherman's Processing to take care of everything, so I'm going to make my reservation ahead of time. I don't want to worry about extra capacity and too many people. I want the security, but the next guy might not. He wants to decide at the top of the dock and talk to the girls, and that's fine, too.
Exactly. Yeah, and I've answered that. Why I brought it up, I've answered that question a couple of times. I've heard, you know, doc talk. Well, you know, you can't use their product if you don't have a reservation. That's not true.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a reservation. The reservation is, that's a more effective way of going about it.
If you happen to be on a day where there's 10 boats all coming in at the same time and capacity does get reached, well, you don't need to worry about it because you were already there.
Exactly.
That's it. Well, hey, speaking of good fishing going on, we're going to go on the water right now. Captain Mike Pritchard to the Tribune is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Tim. Sounds like some pretty nice upgrades.
Big time. Thank you.
Yeah, stoked.
and we're there for you guys, too. You know, I don't want to steal your thunder, but, you know, for the local boats also, that was another thing. We rarely took catches off the local boats, but if you're going on the Tribute and you want to make a reservation for Fisherman's Processing, do it. We'll be there. We'll meet you. We'll grab your fish and take it over there.
You already talked about being in the all the time.
Absolutely.
This bluefin fishing has changed everything from our standpoint, from fish processing. I mean, you know, our last overnight trip, we had 3 fish. We didn't really get a whole lot of them, but we had some jumbos. We had a couple of cows, 230-pounders. So you're getting off overnight trip and you got a cow. It's like, okay, well, you know, your average one-day guy isn't used to experiencing that. So that their processing is going to be definitely beneficial. And last night, they got into it a little bit. We had 13 bluefin on the boat, 40 to 60 pounds all day left to fish, and part of tonight as well. So it's been a little bit of a roller coaster with this bluefin. They fish out west bite the bigger fish. Sometimes they don't. We went down the beach here last night, and so far off to a good start, and we're pretty excited about the week of weather we have coming up.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, some good opportunity. And like you said, boy, how do you even decide what to take advantage of? You know, cow grade fish out to the west or biting 40 to 90 pounders down below? Like, I mean, it's you know, choosing between a brownie and ice cream, man. You got really good opportunities coming your way. It's got to be a little bit of a hard decision to point the boat in either or direction, Mike.
Well, it is. And we're doing early departure overnight trips on Thursday. And that's what we just got in from yesterday. Fish are close enough where, you know, you're getting a pretty good shot. Where, in most cases, we're on the grounds between 9 and 11 o'clock at night, and you get a full night of fishing on an overnight trip and part of the morning. And then on the day and a half, you get basically 2 nights of fishing, which we've talked about before, is pretty epic for a day and a half trip.
Crazy. Yeah, this is awesome. What's going on? Well, glad to hear the boys had an excellent catch again. And what's coming up this week for the Tribute? I know that the season's starting to roll, and you guys have had a tremendous amount of success. Is there still opportunity to go? Are you guys getting full? How's the outlook looking for fishing on the Tribute?
There is. Tomorrow night to go, we still have plenty of room. Weather looks great. Yeah, good moon cycle so far for this fish. So, if you want to come out and get in on that, call Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. You can go through seaforthlanding.com. Also, take a look at our social media. We posted pictures this morning of what we caught last night. I'm actually on my way down to Palo Verde Lake here to give away some free trips for that bass tournament here. The kids have bass fishing going on. Yeah, and Seaforth was generous enough to donate a couple of half days, and I'm donating a day and a half. So
cool.
One of these kids down there is not only going to catch a big bass this morning, but he also gets to go fishing.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, a great job. If somebody wants to take advantage, like you said, trip's already a definite go this week and has a light load. If somebody wants to jump on that one, how do we do it?
All trips are, I guess, about the week. 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com. We're on some trips throughout the week, and the weather looks great. Jump on the boat.
That's
awesome. Use the processing.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. Great job. Appreciate the report. We'll look forward to talking to you again here real soon. Keep getting them.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Well, let's try and sneak another one in there. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. Rick, how about Dan? Dan Cohn from Escondido. Good morning, Dan.
How are you? Love this show.
Great.
Hey, I got two quick questions for you. Do the modern heavy-duty spinning reels have a place in long-range trips? And then my second question is, I have a week booked at the second half of September on the Royal Polaris. Never have done any Wahoo fishing and thinking about picking up a Wahoo rig, and what would your recommendation be?
A couple of good questions.
I don't, you know, I've actually seen, like, those, remember the Stellas?
Sure.
And I've seen those things used effectively, live bait fishing for sure. I've seen guys, you know, back when they were doing the butterfly jigging before the flat falls and all that. And I remember telling stories about the guys from Thailand
that
we had on the tagging trips that just wailed on those, you know, 100 to 150 pound yellowfin with those things. So do they have a place? Yeah, I think so. You know, it's not like, I don't think that I'd be wanting to use that thing out here, you know, fishing bluefin at night. I don't, that wouldn't be my rig of choice, but it's not that it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure it would if that's what you're comfortable with.
You're eliminating, I mean, one thing, you're eliminating the rail for you know, pulling them in. I mean, you're kind of...
Yeah, there's times where they give you an advantage in whether it be casting or
distance,
presenting some kind of a lure, but I'm with you. I don't think I would use it at nighttime just because it doesn't offer you any kind of a mechanical advantage or a use advantage over a conventional reel.
Exactly.
Conventional reel.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. But I wouldn't say that it doesn't have a place. Not at all. It does. You know, daytime fly line fishing, why not?
Yeah. And now how about you're going for your first Wahoo trip in September? What's your favorite piece of Wahoo gear?
You know, I'm still kind of old school. I better defer to you on this. I mean, I really like those. You know, I'm still the Talica guy, or the Trinidad guy. You know, the Trinidad 20.
Same.
I mean, what, you know, how are you going to beat that?
How do you beat
Trinidad 20 with? You don't need a big long rod. I mean, you can use a 7 footer, 6.5 to 7 foot, whatever rod is your choice. But it's really hard to beat that reel.
How do you beat the best casting star drag reel ever made? That's got more than enough drag to deal with it. And
yeah.
I'm the same. I like that Trinidad 20. I used to be a big fan of the Trinidad 40. It was a great reel. It was big inside. But 20 fits in your hand so good. It's fast. It makes a ton of torque. They're still not the easiest critters to get a hook into. And they make a lot of torque. And you can turn the handle fast and comfortable. And same deal like we were saying before. It's light and you can fish with it all day.
Yeah.
I dig it well.
65-pound braid or what do you?
I like 80-pound. I like 80-pound.
80-pound power proof.
Yeah, I like 80-pound. Just because the connection is stronger, and you can still hold plenty of it on there. You're not going to get spooled by a Wahoo. You know, that rig can always double up as your yo-yo jig, you know, your yo-yo jig type outfit for yellows down the lake.
Change the floral leader on it.
Yeah, way you go.
There it is.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very, very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Tim flip the coin. Go
all
for
right,
it, Tim.
All right, let's see what we got. Caller or texter today?
Oh, it looks like a texter. Nice. It's going to Rex in Santa Margarita.
Congratulations, Rex. You're going to have a blast fishing with Captain Taro and the boys on the Liberty. Tim, again, it trips me out how fast 2 hours goes by. Love talking Royal Star. Love fishing with you guys. What's the season look like? I know that, you know, we always talk about how busy the Star is, but that doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities to get to go fishing with you, and you guys added some new trips this season coming up. What's it look like?
There's a spot here or there. We've got an 8-day coming up that has one spot. I see a couple of 7 days have spots on them, just a few throughout the entire schedule. And then we added that new 10-day trip
yes.
in the first week of January. And I'm telling you guys, we've watched year after year after year, you know, going down the big rigs and us going down on longer trips.
It's a great time of the year, right?
Wailing on that nice tuna, wahoo, in January, February, at Eleos Rocks, it's just high time that we used to always run a 10-day trip after Christmas for many, many years and just had huge success on the banks down below Mag Bay. You know, again, the ridge, Eleos, the whole thing. And we just kind of got away from it, you know, focusing on longer trips. Well, we've got a trip on there, reestablished it.
And there's like, open spots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 spots right now on it.
Website, and you can call Tracy. And the beauty is usually you or Gerb or somebody's always standing by, too, that's not on the boat to talk to you about that trip if you got questions. I love the way you guys do it.
Yeah. And now having Starlink on the boat, I mean, you can call any time. I mean,
I love it.
I know. It's the greatest thing ever. So if you have any questions about that one trip, give us a call. Any trip for that matter. But it's such a pleasure to be here. I can't, you know, again, it's the fastest 2 hours. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm actually jumping on the boat right now. I'm going out for 3 days as soon as I'm done here.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out of here. But you know, I'm going to schedule another one because we didn't even barely
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what we have to talk about.
Well, if somebody wants that trip or the 8-day coming up or any of the spots, how do we do it?
All right, 619-224-4764. Talk to Brian or talk to Brian right this week. Tracy's going on vacation for a few weeks, but talk to us here for the next few weeks. Otherwise, look on the website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Follow along on the daily reports on Instagram, which Alex has done a phenomenal job.
He does.
Yeah, he's done great with that.
Good luck on your 3-day, man.
Thank you.
We
got all kinds of things to look forward to.
It'll be fun. Well, speaking of talking tackle, we're going to be doing a bunch tomorrow. The guy that knows a little something about it in here. We got Doug Kern, the tackle guru from Fisherman's Landing. Great show. Huge thanks to Adam for keeping us rolling, and a huge thanks to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 with Doug Kern. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.